Hey, what's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taren here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's very serious question comes from Sam.
Hey, this is Sam from Parker, Colorado. I graduated from the bike path and I'm going onto the road. I was wondering if you had any safety tips. And, you know, we had a fatality here and I was wondering, you know, what kind of mentality do you have when you're out on the road? How do you overcome that anxiety? Thanks. Big fan of the show.
Yeah. What's up, Sam? Thank you very much for your question and congrats on getting off the bike path and out onto the open road. Cycling is by far my favorite part of triathlon because I am probably best at it of all the three sports. B, because it allows you to experience the surrounding nature, see a heck of a lot more than when you're in a car. Also, you get to spend a ton of time with your friends. It can be a very social aspect. And when you start getting into group rides that have sprints in them and very intense sections, those are a lot of fun. I say that after our twice a week group ride where we've got four sprint sections and then we all go for coffee after and talk about how we're a bunch of heroes. And then we're like adults in spandex talking about being superheroes. And then we all have to go off to work and do real life things. So that little chunk of time that we get being heroes in spandex is probably my favorite time of the week. Little known fact, the twice a week group ride is probably the reason that the YouTube channel exists, because when I started thinking about what I wanted to create a YouTube channel on, I thought about when I was happiest throughout the course of a week, and it was during that group ride. So you will love it, Sam, but like you say, you have to stay safe. And I'll give you some very, very tactical tips that I find make for a safe and happy ride. Number one, ride in areas that have a shoulder, and ideally a shoulder with a rumble strip. And the bigger the shoulder, the better. Like going over just a white line and then having a 1 foot or 2 foot little shoulder, that really doesn't make me feel very safe, because it only takes a split second for a rider or a driver to veer over that line and boom, somebody's hit. So a shoulder of 5, 6, 7, 8 feet, the bigger, the better, with a rumble strip, the safer I'm going to feel. Next, have a flashing red tail light on your bike, even throughout the day. Something that I really like that I've come to use on my commuter bike and on my road bike are the NOG lights. They plug in via USB. They hold their charge in inclement weather, whether it's rainy or misty. You'd be surprised that even a little bit of humidity will take out a lot of the cheaper lights, but the NOG lights are really good, even down low in like the minus 20s and 25s. They do really well. Also, go on roads that are very frequently biked roads, because if you are on a road where people are expecting to see a bike, the drivers are going to be a little bit more cautious. They're going to be looking for the cyclists because it's just normal. They're expecting to see them. Related to that, go to a cycling friendly area. Sometimes there are roads that have frequently biked roads, but the people in the area aren't very friendly to the cyclists. That's actually largely where we end up riding, that cyclists are constantly on there, and it's actually done the opposite. And we've had a lot of angry people and complaints because there's cyclists on the road. So unfortunately, we're not able to pick and choose because we only have a few cycling friendly roads around, or roads that are conducive to cycling. And unfortunately, the drivers there aren't very cycling friendly. But I think where you're from, you'll have a much better chance at having a community that is supportive of cyclists. And then here's the biggest one, and this makes for a much funner ride. Ride in groups. The bigger a group is, the more it's going to be like a car. And if you've got this big group of 3, 4, 5, 15, 20 people, it's the size of a lot of vehicles out there. So you end up commanding a lot more of the road, and drivers will tend to be able to see you better and they're going to respect it a lot more. That ends up leading into, then you have to be attuned with bike safety and signaling and pack tactics, but that's a talk for another podcast. And I've done lots of videos on that for bike handling and bike safety. But if you put all of those six things together, you're going to have a lot of really good rides because you're going to be very safe. There's a lot of things going in your favor. And these are the things that allow us to basically ride over and over and over. And I've actually never been in a situation, knock wood, never had an issue where we've had a car hit us, because I tend to ride in groups a lot. I tend to have a light on me. We tend to have a rumble strip. All of these things keep us very safe, and hopefully it'll keep you safe. So I hope that this helps you out, Sam. Happy riding off of that trail. And if anyone else wants their question answered here on the Trainee Ask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/trainee-ask, record your question there, and please give your supportive triathlon community a shout out. I want to hear all about it. And while you're there, you'll probably like what we've got. We've added some free resources up. If you click top left where it says free resources, we've added a triathlon weight loss program. We've added a downloadable interactive training plan, and you'll probably like that. Finally, if you're digging these Trainee Ask podcasts, help us out. Head over to iTunes, give us a review, and that helps aspiring and existing Traineeacs find us there. So thanks for listening, everyone. Catch you in the next episode.